With regards to the beginning of the counting of the Omer, we're told that it begins Mimacharas HaShabbos Yinifenu HaKohen, that on the morrow of the Shabbos is when the Kohen brings the wave offering. And in addition, when do we say that the holiday of Shavuos is celebrated? Ad Mimacharas HaShabbos HaShavuos Tisbru Chamishim Yom, that it says the Macharas of Shabbos, the morrow of the seventh Shabbos, which the next day would be 50 days, that's essentially when Shavuos will begin. And all the commentaries are bothered. Primarily, the discussion is in Menachos and Daf Samechei, which is why do we say Mimacharas HaShabbos, that we begin the counting of the Omer? Wouldn't it be easier to just simply say Mimacharas HaPesach, after Pesach, which would indicate after Yontif of Pesach, and therefore you know that the second day of Pesach, so when you begin counting the Omer, by saying Mimacharas HaShabbos, you open yourself up to some forms of criticism. That's the Baitusim and the Tzedukim were of the opinion that Mimacharas HaShabbos, when does the Sefiras Omer begin? It begins on a Sunday. Every year it begins on a Sunday. And that's in order so that Shavuos will always fall out on a Sunday, and you'll have Shabbos and Sunday Yontif together, so that you can enjoy 2 days of Yontif, essentially. But clearly we know, traditionally, as the Gemara in Menachos points out, that that's not the case. Mimacharas HaShabbos does refer to in our tradition, as the second day of Pesach. And in the Gemara, they explain why it is that Mimacharas HaShabbos refers to the second day of Pesach. And then many different of the Amoraim try to give rationales and explanations why that is the case. But no one actually answers the question of why did the Torah choose to use the words Mimacharas HaShabbos, and as opposed to Mimacharas HaPesach. And this is what the Chassam Sofer tries to show. He tries to prove why Dafka the Torah was supposed to use Mimacharas HaShabbos, and then made more sense to use Mimacharas HaShabbos than using the simpler phrase Mimacharas HaPesach. And he does it with a huge chiddush, which, as we've seen, the Chassam Sofer is extremely creative in his vortlach and his understanding of the Chumash, as well as other aspects of halacha as well. So he begins with the following idea. Number one, we want to compare the korban, the offering that is given both on the beginning of Sefiras HaOmer, as well as the korban which is given on Shavuos. We have the Ketzir Seorim, the barley offering, on the second day of Pesach, and the wheat offering on Shavuos. What is the significance of those two? As we said earlier, both make the reference of Mimacharas HaShabbos. And says the Chassam Sofer, both these korbanos are actually connected to the mitzvah of Mila and the mitzvah of the korban of a behemah. We're told in this week's parsha that a behemah, you have Shivas Yamim Tachas Imo, Uvayom Hashmini Vahala Yeratzel LeKorban Yishel Hashem. You have to wait 8 days in order to bring it as a korban. And we also know that when it comes to the mitzvah of Mila, you have to wait 8 days. But what's the reason behind it? Why do we have to wait 8 days? One of the answers given by Mila, that we wait 8 days, is that a baby should not have his bris, a baby boy should not have his bris until he has passed a Shabbos. He has to live one Shabbos before he has his bris. Now the truth is that a baby could be born on a Thursday, and therefore we could have the bris after Shabbos. Make it Mimacharas HaShabbos, make it on a Sunday, for example. And you're fine, because you passed, the baby went through a Shabbos. But the reason we wait 8 days is because of a low plug. We say there is a situation where a baby could be born on a Shabbos, and then for who doesn't have the whole Shabbos experience, and then if you have the bris, if you have earlier than 8 days, you're going to have a problem where you didn't experience Shabbos. Therefore, we wait 8 days so that we know any baby that was born the week before has experienced a Shabbos. It's a low plug. And says the Chassam Sofer, the same logic would apply to the behemah. You can't give the behemah as a korban until 8 days because the behemah had to experience a Shabbos. And now comes the chiddush of the Chasam Sofer, which is as follows. He says that the truth is that the laws of Yontif are really the same. Yontif is considered a Shabbos. It's a form of a Shabbos. And therefore, just like by a baby boy, the baby has to experience a Shabbos. The truth is, if he experienced a Yontif, it would also be considered as if he experienced a Shabbos. But again, we have this low plug that we always are going to wait 8 days just in case to make sure that he experienced a Shabbos. However, when it comes to the Ketziras HaOmer and the Ketzir Chitim that are brought on the second day of the Omer, the second day of Pesach, I'm sorry, and on Shavuos, we would have thought that you can offer these right away at the beginning of the Yontif, the beginning of Pesach, and the beginning of Shavuos. You're going to make these korbanos, you're going to make these barley and wheat offerings. However, it says no, the rule still applies, just like by Mila and by Behema, you have to wait, you have to pass through a Shabbos. So too, for the bringing of the Omer and the wheat, you have to wait through a Shabbos. In this case, you have to wait through a Yontif, because a Yontif is just like a Shabbos. But the question is, well, hold on a second. We said by Bris Mila and by the Korban Behema, you have to wait 8 days because of a low plug. So why here are we not waiting 8 days? If you're telling me that we're comparing the concept of Ketziras HaOmer and Ketzir Chitim to this idea that you need to be Mekabel Pnei Matronisa, you need to greet a Kadosh Baruch Hu on a Shabbos or on a Yontif, then you have to wait 8 days, just like a Mila or by a Behema. Says the Chasam Sofer, no. Here, the low plug doesn't apply. Why? Because when it comes to Yontif, we always know when the Yontif is going to take place, and we know when you're bringing the korban. It's not like the offering is not in this world. When it comes to a bris, you never know when the baby's going to be born. So therefore, we say in advance, since we don't have all the details in front of us, we're going to wait 8 full days. Just like we don't exactly know when the behemah is going to be born, wait 8 days. But over here, there's no reason to make the low plug. We know exactly when Yontif is, which is that form of Shabbos, and we also know when we're going to have the korban ready to be brought. Therefore, mimachras haShabbos specifically means that day after Shabbos or that day after Yontif. So when we see, when it comes to the ketzir seorim, when it comes to the barley offering on the second day of Pesach, we're told mimachras haShabbos. Why is it mimachras haShabbos? It's because it's alluding to the fact that you have to wait for a Shabbos / Yontif to pass in order to bring this offering. And now that since we waited for that Yontif to pass, it's mimachras haShabbos. It's the next day. There's no low plug here, so you don't need to wait 8 days. So mimachras haShabbos is dafka. It's telling you today you bring it. Tomorrow after that Yontif, that's when you bring the korban. How about when it comes to the ketzir chitim, the wheat offering? Says the Chasam Sofer again, another beautiful idea. It says sheva shavuos tmimos tiyena. You have to count 7 full weeks. Ad mimachras haShabbos haShviyis. You have to wait until the end of the Shabbos haShviyis, the end of the 7th week. Because once you wait till the end of the 7th week, what's the macharas haShabbos? It's technically the 8th. It's the 8th day. In other words, it's the beginning of the 8th week, but it's also mimacharas haShabbos / Yontif, and there's no low plug when it comes to Yontif. Therefore, it made sense that the Ketzir Seorim and the Ketzir Chitim, one offered on Pesach, one offered on Sukkot, are done dafka mimacharas haShabbos. So now we understand, says the Chasam Sofer, why the Torah used that word specifically. We compare the Ketzir Chitim and the Ketzir Seorim, those first offerings, are compared to Bris Mila. They're compared to the Korban Behema, that you have to wait for a Shabbos to be Mekabel Pnei Matronisa, but there's a low plug by Mila and by Behema, but there's no low plug by these offerings, and a Yontif is like a Shabbos. And you put it all together, beautiful. It says now, the Gemara is important. The Gemara tells us all the rationales as to why Mimachras HaShabbos refers to the second day of Pesach, and Mimachras HaShabbos by Shavuos is the day after counting, it's day 50. However, Now the Chasam Sofer tells us why it was important, why the Torah was dafka in their language and specific, and it's more precise to have used Miyumacharas HaShabbos than to have used the language of Miyumacharas HaPesach. Have a great day.